Kyle and Bruss, no Kyle, Alex Strofer in the show. So I'm rolling solo here across ESPN Wisconsin. Excited to be joined now on the Yuengling guest hotline is the Wisconsin men's basketball coach, Greg Gard. Before I introduce him, I want you to know what he's done in the state of Wisconsin, because since 2016 in December, Guarding Against Cancer has raised $10 million plus. And there's a signature event coming on Friday in which they will be adding more to that. And all that money stays in Wisconsin, where we have a wonderful cancer center. The UW-Carbone Cancer Center has done an amazing job being a national institution right here in Wisconsin. So it's going to be awesome. You're going to have Mike Hastings, Mark Johnson, Kelly Sheffield up there with Coach. Coach, happy to have you. How are you?
I'm good, Ben. How are you guys doing? You flying solo today?
Flying solo today. A little sickness, a little bug going on, but we ride on. We ride on. You know, Coach, this is one where it's obviously really interesting, you know, getting to know John Blackwell. He's a fantastic kid. Is this one of those things where you're able to lay your head down on the pillow, you know, because you're like, hey, there's nothing more I could have done? You know, talk me through this scenario.
Yeah, I think, Ben, when you're in this position, you're always trying to help people elevate their lives, right, and become better than when they arrived. You know, John arrived with only one high major offer. Everything else was in the MAC and at lower levels. And he's able to be in a position where, you know, he has a chance to go better himself, better his future, better his livelihood from a financial standpoint. And that's, you know, whether he was or someone gets drafted in the first round of the NBA draft, or they land a job with a Fortune 500 company and they're able to financially be in a very good place, you know, they're better than when they arrived. And I think that's, although it's different than how it was back, you know, obviously when you played, that better than when you arrived has taken a different twist and a different turn. And, you know, I don't fault John at all, just like I didn't fault Chucky Hepburn for putting themselves in a position where, you know, they had options to be able to better themselves. So, I sleep just fine.
When it comes to the recent departure of the athletic director, Chris McIntosh, you know, have you had conversations with the interim athletic director, and how much alignment do you have there in this, you know, time where there's no university president as well?
Right. Yeah. There's obviously we're in a very new time in college athletics. I think Mac walked into when he took over July 1st of 2021 was the first day that the name, image, and likeness came out of the ground, so to speak, and look where we are now from where it started 4 or 5 years ago. So, you know, Marcus is stepping into a position where he's trying to, you know, keep things floating in a positive direction. Obviously, it's a lot. I know, because I was an interim once, and it is like drinking out of a fire hose. And obviously, he's doing it in a turbulent time in college athletics, but. Yeah, I've talked to him, and I think the best thing, you know, about good administrators let their coaches coach and, quite frankly, stay out of the way and allow programs to continue to succeed. And you know, we're able to continue to have our success and navigate this new world in a positive way. And we've had to adjust and adapt along the way. We've had the support as needed from administration. So. I know he's got his hands full.
Talking with Coach Greg Gard here on Kyle and Bruss, just Bruss today with Strofe running the show. You know, Coach, obviously, everyone heightens their attention when it becomes the NCAA tournament. The game didn't go your way, but during the year, obviously, the team showed they had the capability of beating anyone. How do you balance what you're able to do in the regular season, and do you just believe in the process and eventually it breaks through in terms of the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I've always believed that you judge a season by the body of work, not one game. And I think that in terms of how we are built here at Wisconsin, that philosophy and that approach is the only way in terms of sustaining success and getting yourself into position where he can play in March. And as I've said many times, you know, you're missing a lot of really good college basketball if you only tune in March 15th. And you have to be able to be consistent and productive November through that time in mid-March in order to be able to play in the tournament, in the NCAA tournament. And all the good teams are involved. I mean, all the bad ones are on spring break. And I think, how do you improve your chances? You got to continue to knock on the door, and you got to continue to be there and have a chance. And the ultimate, I think, bar you got to cross is we need to have a better November and December.
How do you do that in this era?
We need to get one or two more non-conference wins, you know, and that would have raised us another seed line or two. And not that you would have, you know, you never know what the outcome's going to be, right? We see this across the board. You know, just because it said High Point across the jersey doesn't mean that they were a bad team. They won 30 some games. The transfer portal impacts them in a positive way, just like it does us. You may lose some players from the mid-major level, but you're going to gain some really experienced players that have been at the high-major level. So being consistent and getting more done in November and December, and then obviously continue to play well through your conference season, puts you in position where you have a chance to be in it. And then you got to, you know, you got to continue to make plays. And we were never good enough defensively all year. You know, and I've had really good defensive teams. We've taken tremendous jumps offensively, but we need to. This group wasn't as good defensively, and hopefully, a lot of the retention that we've been able to do with guys coming back will help. You know, keep that. That's how you make strides defensively. You have guys back year after year, and you're able to build off experiences. You know, if you look from a year ago, there were like seven or eight guys that played that graduated or moved on from the program. So the restart from a defensive standpoint is much more challenging than a restart from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, believe it or not, obviously I didn't play because I couldn't guard a soul as a freshman. But I watch now thinking like, oh, that straight lane line drive to the right that I know was like a cardinal sin. Those things mm-hmm. happen when you have guys coming together and you're trying to put it together with less time of them being there. Is that an emphasis that you will have? Like, how do you balance being as great as you've been offensively and trying to marry what helped make Badger teams so successful as you've been a part of great defensive teams? That's like my million dollar question that I keep running through my head.
Yeah. Well, one thing you got to realize here, the game has changed, Ben. You know, we're scoring almost 20 more points per game.
Trust me, I'm jealous.
4 years ago, you know, you would have loved playing in this way with all the threes you were able to shoot. But part of that is what I just mentioned, the retention. You know, to have Winter, Rapp, Kinziger, Garlock, all those guys back, Hayden Jones back, that will help. And then you add, you know, pieces, experienced pieces with specifically, you know, Wenete up front, you know, the kid from Hofstra that was able to block some shots, and then the experience of Autry and Elmer, even though their offensive numbers jump out in terms of their efficiencies and what they're able to do. It's that collective effort. I think Owen Foxwell as a point guard coming in is going to be able to impact things defensively. So he's old, he's big, he's physical, and that experience helps. You have one or two routes in this era. You either go buy a super team or you collectively put together a group of players and mold them and develop them over the course of the 5 months you have them and put yourself in position.
Talking with Greg Gard, the head coach of the men's basketball team, a Bank CMG ambassador, as I am as well. Love working with Bank CMG. They're a sponsor as well of Guarding Against Cancer, which is coming up on Friday, the great signature event to help raise more than what Greg's already done amazingly, $10 million going to the UW Carbone Cancer Center. You know, I could go on for days, Coach. I'll just give you a couple more here. As it pertains to your longevity in college basketball, what do you like most about this era, and what do you miss most about the past eras?
I think I'll answer the second part first. I think what you miss most is the longevity of the relationships. You know, you know, we had John Tanjay for 5 months. I had Nick Boyd for 5 months. Both great people. that came through the portal and were able to impact us. I wish I had them longer, not only from a playing standpoint, but just the type of people they are. I think that's where we miss. And I don't have that same through the recruiting process, even of high school kids, because it has become more transactional and more microwaved or expedited, so to speak. And it has to be that way because we have to, you know, this has shifted. This has always been a business. The business aspect just has come to the front row of the sport now. And I think the thing I like the most is the changes that we've been able to make and how we've evolved, I think have been exciting. And the quality of the people that we've still have, even they come via the portal, like I mentioned, for 5 months, or we have them for 5 years. We've had really good people come through this program, and that makes it enjoyable to go to practice every day. They're obviously really good players. They've listened, they've bought into what we're talking about and coaching. But at the end of the day, they're really, really good people. And that's been the fun part, you know, just watching all these guys come together. I mean, I was at the Buckinghams last night, the academic awards, and Braden Carrington and Andrew Rohde were there, and I hadn't seen them in, you know, a couple weeks here. And they couldn't get over how much fun they had this year winning. They both were under 500 a year ago. And, we won as many games collectively here this year than they did combined the year before. So, and that was one thing they both I think that's one thing you take for granted. And I try not to make sure that I don't take it for granted, but I want to make sure the those that are around us don't take it for granted. Winning is hard, and you don't win everywhere. And I think the perspective that those that have come through the portal have when they get here and realize where they had been, and it's not a specific place, but it's just the appreciation level of what we have and what we do here at Wisconsin is enormous when people come from another place and then get to experience what we do and how we do it and have the success. Because we're not the norm in college athletics. We've been able to sustain success, 25 of the last 27 NCAA tournaments. There's only four other team programs in the country that have done that. So that on the inside, maybe you take it for granted. When you're around it every day, you take it for granted. But just hearing their insights into it as two players that were other places, four other places combined, that gives you a great appreciation for what we have here. And I never want to take that for granted.
You know, Coach, I have my men's league tonight, and of course I'm going up against a young Knipple, and I don't want to break any rules, but it almost seems like there's no rules. Would it help if I gave Cager $100? Like, what can I do? Knipple, that is. Khan's younger brother, one of the five.
He's at the age I can't even talk about him.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know, we do have some rules.
Yeah, again, sure I'm trying to do my part.
Yeah. Play some defense on him or something.
You're asking the wrong person at this age to do that. And Coach, obviously the news yesterday from Pete Thamel about the expansion of the NCAA tournament, just your takeaway.
I think it's good. I know people out there will say, well, it'll water it down. It's made for coaches, job security. You know, we've expanded about every other sport you can think of. College football has expanded. It's probably going to expand again. Major League Baseball's added the wild card. The NBA's added the midseason tournament and an expansion. NFL's added wild card playoffs games and gotten more teams involved. I think it's good. We need to continue to grow the sport. Revenue generation is obviously vital to the success of our part of this equation, so to speak, both individually and collectively as a sport. So I think anytime you can get more involved, and I know it's going to take some juggling of TV contracts and media rights and those things to make it happen officially. But I think the more you can make this sport and the bigger you can make this sport, I wish we did more things earlier in the year. You know, we had the ACC Big Ten Challenge for a while. We had some other the Gavitt games. We need to – and I know we fight at the start of a season. We fight a little bit of Major League Baseball, the playoffs are going with the World Series. We're into the college football playoffs when we start. We're coming near it. We don't rocket launch the start of college basketball well enough. And I wish we did more things where really put a spotlight on the sport before we got to the NCAA tournament. Because like I said before, I think if you're only tuning in then, I know you're not one of those people, Ben, you watch from start to finish, but you miss a lot of really good games and really good opportunities for the sport to continue to grow and get visibility.
Couldn't agree more. I miss when they were playing on the military bases. That was cool. Just more cool stuff. I'm totally for that. And Coach, again, congratulations on the work you've done as the coach, but also more importantly, with how your family and how so many in this state have been impacted by cancer, guarding against cancer, raising over $10 million since 2016 when something personally touched you. That money stays in Wisconsin. The ninth signature event is Friday. You'll have Mike Hastings, Mark Johnson, Kelly Sheffield up there with you and celebrating the new director of the UW-Carbone Cancer Center, Dr. Christian Capitini. So have a great event. And it was great talking to you, and I'll be seeing you soon.
Sounds good, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. That's Greg Gard. He's the head coach of the Wisconsin men's basketball team. And as I mentioned, Bank CMG is a great partner to Greg, but also to guarding against cancer. And I've been banking with Bank CMG. They're local in Wisconsin. They have national capabilities with local people working with you. So make sure you check them out. If you're a business owner, you're going to work with local people. You don't get bounced around. And I've been doing this all-in-one loan. I sat down with my wife, and we looked at over the last 2 months of how we've been able to pay down the principal and pay less interest and what that does for our lives. You can have that, too. Go to bankcmg.com to learn more or visit a local branch. We are going to wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin portion of the show next.
You're along for the ride with Kyle and Brust.
Payback is a... I sure have. I still got a video from a lady talking crazy to me. I said, oh, ma'am, I am writing a review.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.